Well, it's day 12 of Rupert's adventure down the Thames, and he's finally got me on the pedalo with him. We're actually pedaloing at the moment. We're in a place called Datchet, which is just by Windsor. And you can actually see the Queen's Garden from here as well, the aircraft flying above us. Rupert, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling really strong and up for it. But no, my legs are really tired. You're pedalling as well, so you can feel that it's quite hard going, especially if I let you do it on your own there.
Actually, yeah, if you're doing it on your own, it's really hard work. It was quite easy when you're doing it with me. Why are we going around in circles, though? You're not steering very well.
Well, I thought you were steering, but anyway, here we go. So left goes right, right goes left, and we're here on Datchet. As you said, we've got Windsor Castle over there, and we've got about 12 miles until I stop this evening.
And it's been a pretty grueling adventure so far. I know you've had to camp out at night, you've been attacked by swans. Anything else sort of that you're looking forward to along the river?
I think today funny you should say that, we're going past where the Magna Carta was signed. And actually, I'm quite into history and I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think it's in Runnymede, and there's a plaque, I think, on the edge of the river, which marks the spot where the Magna Carta was signed. So I'm quite looking forward to seeing that. And also, I'm looking forward to finishing and pushing William in the water once we hit 50 grand.
Excellent. Now, of course, if you do want to send any money to the Mood Foundation, you can do so via the Magic website. That's magic.co.uk/mood. Also, you can go on to Rupert's Just Giving site as well. But we are looking to break that £50,000 barrier as we hit the side. Your steering really is rubbish, man.
Yeah, I've had enough now. I'm going to go for a swim.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, he's actually... Rupert has actually just launched himself into the water. He is now currently swimming in the Thames, coming back in, and I'm about to get drenched if I don't move quickly. So I think we'll leave him in there and we'll catch up with you later on. Bye. Well, it's now about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Dermot O'Leary is here. He's about to get into the pedalo with Rupert. Dermot, welcome to Magic.
I don't like the way you said he's about to get into the pedalo. You sort of stopped and then you just went, pedalo. But it's nice to be here with Magic, thank you.
I tell you, I've been in that pedalo, and good luck after 5 minutes.
Well, can I ask, there's two seats here, and one of them is quite wet and dirty, and the other one's clean. Which one do I get?
Yeah, you're on the clean one. I sit just on the left there, which is the wet one, and you're on the right.
That's good, that's the right answer, Rupert.
Rupert's here with us as well, of course, and, well, Rupert, you've been pedalling this thing for, 12 days now. You've said before that you're starting to feel the aches and pains a bit. What do you think Dermot's going to expect on the river?
I think he'll really enjoy it. I think, actually, seriously, it's something which I think people should do more of. It's beautiful out here on the river. If you're going to do 2-3 days in a pedalo, though, make sure you've done a bit of cycling before, because I didn't really train as hard as I should have done. But no, he'll be fine. We'll have a great time. His knees might hurt tonight.
People are lovely people to me.
They are great.
Is that true?
They're great people. They give me sandwiches and they offer me coffee.
Where do you stay?
I sometimes get offered spare rooms.
Seriously?
On boats. I've been sleeping on the bank. All kinds of places.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's been amazing.
Did he not tell you that that's what you're doing this afternoon?
Rupert is an inspiration. When he first told about this, he said, I'm going to pedalo around the UK. As in literally, like circumnavigate the UK, just go around it. And a good friend of ours just said, you can't do that, you will die, because you'll be on the sea. So I like the idea of just going cross country. It makes far more sense.
Is this something that you've ever done before, be out on the river?
No, never, which is why I don't know what to expect. But, you know, how hard can it be? It'll be fun, right?
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And you know, it is a clean river. You know, we were just saying that, is it okay to swim in it? It's okay to swim in it.
Are you going to push him in later?
I think we might do a victory hurrah as we both go in.
Yeah, maybe I'll go in, because I think Dermot's just got one change of clothes. He hasn't got a change of clothes, and no. I've been wearing these for 12
days. If I get down to Skivvies,
days.
Then maybe, yeah. I'll jump in with you.
I think it'll be fun.
That's something to get the cameras out for later on, then. Now, obviously, you said that you know, when he first told you about this, how did you become involved with the charity?
Through Rupert, really. I mean, he just got in touch and said, look, this is what I'm doing, and I know he's been trying to get the charity off the ground for quite a while now, and... I mean, an amazing way to start it, and you know, obviously it's getting publicity and stuff, so that's fantastic. And I think it's quite difficult for charities now, because there's so many charities, and you know, they're all sort of clawing for publicity and so forth, and you have to think of something original to certainly to kick one off. And this is very original. And he's a friend, so, you know, when he gives a call, it's like, yeah, of course.
And have you been doing any training?
None whatsoever. I mean, I cycle quite a lot. So I've got a little Brompton bike, you know, the little collapsible ones. Yeah. So I go into town on that quite a lot, so it should be okay.
Do you think your legs are going to hold out?
No. It will invariably mean that, obviously, because with the pedalo, it will invariably mean that you just will be just going around in circles. Is that right? Is that how it works?
You might even have to sit in the back because the weight might lift the rudder out of the back of the water and we won't be able to steer. So you might just get a nice leisurely cruise down the river in the sun.
That's awesome.
That's good news.
Even better.
It's made me very happy.
Yeah, I've heard all about the other people he's had in the boats and their steering.
Who have you had in?
Bear Grylls.
Oh, he must be really good.
He was really good. He wasn't that good, actually. He couldn't steer. And then Sebastian Folkes, who's the patron of the charity, he couldn't steer.
How did he get